I see that. I see that. I need to borrow this. It's good. I see that Rabbi Center has left the country, and therefore I don't have to talk about halacha. I had planned to speak about halacha, but now that I came here and I just asked Rabbi Kessler, is Rabbi Center in the country? No. I said, then I will tell you the thoughts that I had as I was driving over, which I wasn't going to tell you. I was going to, at the end, I was going to tell you my thoughts, but now I'm going to tell you my thoughts in the beginning, and being that I never talked about anything controversial, so as I was driving over, I might borrow one of these for in the shiur, but don't worry, I won't change the recording. Does anybody have a phone they could legally take out and give me for a moment? Yeah, this kind of phone, thank you. Okay. He's not a spy, right? I was driving over, and no shaykh is this part of the story. I was driving over, and someone got into a little fender bender, and so he got out of the car. I was there at the red light. He must have gotten out of the car, and he was going like this. He was going like that, you know, like taking the license and everything like this. I drove a little further, and there was like some American family that is experiencing the beauties of Bar Ilan and pizza stores and whatever and all things. So they were standing there, and and the father was going, come inside, we're going to take a selfie. Come inside, come in. Right. Now you're picking your nose. No. And I drove a little further, and I see this is what goes on today. This is what goes on today. Everybody with the Darton picture. I spoke somewhere last week, and someone does. It wasn't like an yeshiva, whatever. Right before I finished. And I was about to go in for I spoke by a convention of doctors and something to do with halacha. And I see somebody like this right before I finished. Right? Yeah. And I didn't like it. Took another one. That's what goes on today, no? That's what goes on. What?
A picture of Rebbe.
No, it was a picture of me. Yeah? I guess he didn't like it. That's what goes on today. I was driving, I was thinking like this. What would have been if at Kriyas Yam Suf there would have been smartphones? I want to tell you what it would have looked like. And you have to go into the world in the mind of Shragi Kalas right now. Good luck. Right? You're about to drown. But this is what it looks like. And this is what I was thinking. I was driving over, thinking to myself, it's such a shame because if Rebbe Center's here, I'm not going to be able to talk about this. Right? I was thinking, like, what happened? He's coming out, all the kids are there, hundreds of children. Walking toward the Amsa, right? And, it's very dark, so they have the lights, right? But it's not really, because it's an Eish Lefana, but they want extra light, and they have the light on like this. And, he keeps on taking, pictures of him next to, like, a cactus. Right? It sends it, this is me. Oh my goodness, it's like a picture of his phone, this right next to a cactus. Yours?
Yeah.
Look at this. That's the picture I was thinking of. No, this is me, right next to the cactus. Right. And he sends the picture and he gram instas it to the next guy, It's like, and that's me next to the cactus. Look, this is, I'm eating now, cactus juice. Right? And this picture of me and my food. And his son would start telling him, Ta, the yam is splitting. You got to see this, right? One second. Doing like this. This is me drinking. It's worth it, Brother Vatala. It's worth it.
How many likes do you get?
And finally, he starts to see. Thank you, Sam.
Good,
huh?
Good.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody if it's not. happens to be, it's good.
I'd say that anyways.
I would say it anyways. What do you want from me, right? So, what goes on here stays here. So, finally, the kid says, Ta, the yam is splitting. The yam is splitting. And the Rebbeinu Bechaya brings from the Medrash that it didn't just all split at once. It splits it slowly as they walk through. It split. That's how it goes. And not only that, the Taisis and Erichin. If you want to be like a big bucky in Shas, you just tell people Taisis and Erichin and Tezvav. You don't really have to know Taisis and Erichin. There's a picture on the side of the Gemara there in the Taisis. And Taisis shows you that the way that the Yam Suf went was like a U. It didn't go that they cut the Yam Suf and they cut straight across and went through. The purpose of Yam Suf, the way that Taisis learns, Machlekes, and there's a Rambam about this. The purpose of the Yam Suf, Taisis learns, was just that, not to get to the other side. Right? It wasn't like the chicken and the whole horde and the whole mountain of the garden, right? That medrash. Right? It was, the purpose was to push it, get the midstream into the Yam and drown all the Arabs. That was the whole goal. It wasn't anything else. Right? That was the Matzif. Right? You see the picture? Oh, your mom is a bucky. Mandel, ah, very good. So, finally it gets to the Yam, and the Yam starts splitting. Could you imagine what's going on there? He's walking through Yam Suf like this. He's walking through Yam Suf like this, right? And then he tells the kids, go over there, go under the water, right? Look scared. right? They would miss the whole entire thing. Tzuchap Rabbi Yisai. You ever wonder, it says, Vayar Lekim. Right? Vayar Yisrael. I say Yama, he says every day, right? Vayar Yisrael. Do you know that the Mishabura in Simon Nun Aleph in Sivkotin Yud Zayin, the Mishabura brings down that if you say Shira Sayam every single day b'simcha, he's moichel you al kol of a noisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be moichel you on all your averes. Do you ever wonder why the first thing you have to skip in davening is the Az Yashir? It's like the first thing that we skip, right? Az Yashir. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara knows if you skip that, it's very good for him. Because if you say it b'simcha every single day, Hashem will be moichel you al kol of a noisav. So Mela, he makes sure that you come late to davening so that you skip this first, Az Yashir. But you know what would happen? The pasuk says vayar, and the pasuk says vayiru. Vayar, vayiru. It says both. This idea of Re'iyah is the holy side of the birth of Klal Yisrael at Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Is that they were mizbeinim. That they looked into things. That they didn't just, you know, everything wasn't just a hechatimtza of another picture. And you know, and I know, it's no joke, that portrayal that I just portrayed of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that's exactly what it would have looked like. It would have looked like a bunch of people walking through Yam Suf with their phones, and they wouldn't have soaked it. That was good. They wouldn't have soaked it in.
That was a nice.
They wouldn't have soaked it in. What would have happened? It would have been something that they showed the children. They would have taken out pictures at the Lil Seder, right? We live like this now. You see this at the Kaisel. I can't be civil. You see people davening at the Kaisel. They're taking pictures of themselves davening. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
They need
you know exactly what I'm talking about. Right? Sends it. This is me davening for you at the Kais. I want to write back. I hope not. That means that his only, what remains by him, what remains ingrained on his, implanted on his neshama, remains is the memory that the picture is portraying. So this was me davening at the Kaisel, right? This was me, going through Yam Suf. This was me at my daughter's engagement, right? And that's all that lasts. It's very, 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 very not emotionally healthy, Rabbi Yisai. You know, let me explain to you something, okay? He takes a picture, she takes a picture, he takes a picture of his food, okay? And sends it around to everybody, right? This is me eating. Right? Do you know what's going on today in the world, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, you don't know. I'll tell you. Right? Yeah, he takes a picture of the food. This is me. You know, he takes a picture. He's driving in a certain area. Look, this is me driving here. Right? You become very, very self-absorbed. You become very self-absorbed. Self-absorbed people. That doesn't. What did Rabbi Callis do to my phone? I was pressing every button, I'm sorry. Don't worry, she's going to call back in a minute. Don't worry. Self-absorbed people. Rabbi Rubin, marriage is something that has to work on, right? Could a self-absorbed person be married today? They have no choice. Right? Self-absorbed. Could you imagine? This is a person that for years and years and years is sending out, this is me doing this. This is me doing that. Right? Just a moment. This is me. And look at me. I am happy. Right? Look at me. And the person has to send back now something to him to show, no, 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 I'm happier. If you think about it, he sends to the people that don't send him back because that makes him feel good. Right? He sends to people. He has to have self-promotion constantly. Right? Marriage, for example, if you think about it, the tachlis is the exact opposite. The tachlis is not that you should be self-promoted, it's that you should self-promote somebody, that you should promote somebody else. Right? Can you imagine the clash of these two people coming together? It sounds very scary. Right? It should be very scary. Right? It's very, 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 very scary. You know, this concept that anything that I do, I have to share with others. I have to, you know, and that's the only way I can feel good about myself. And this idea that nothing exists, nothing is real. The only thing that's real is the image on the picture. And later on, if he doesn't like it, because he sees something about it that doesn't look so good, so he could delete it. Or now, there's something that he could do. He could filter the picture, no? I think he could, like, take off, like, something, and he writes, hashtag no filter. How in the world did he know that?
How do you know that?
Okay, right? It's not real, Rabbi Yisai. You're living in a not real world. It's not real. It's not real. But I don't care if it's not real. That's your problem, right? It's not healthy. That's already my problem. That's the problem of the Rabbanim. That's the problem of the door that's a day older. A day older. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy thing to have to share with everybody my happiness and everything about me, especially when it's not real happiness. It's not that you're sharing your happiness. It's that you're portraying a reality that is not a reality. That can't be healthy. That self-promotion is not something that can have a good effect on a marriage. Imagine like the first day the month started falling from Shemayim, you know, it's raining, it's snowing, it's munning, I don't know how you say it, right? I don't know, like it's hazy hot and mun, you know? So imagine this guy, you know, this is me picking mun, you know, this is me picking out the mun. He didn't tell them that he had to drive all the way, you know, far, right? He tells them, you know, this is me, you know, on a road trip, right? Getting the mud. Look, like I found mud in a hidden spot that nobody knew about, right? Because God didn't give you, right? And to like go all the way. Right? It's not the tachlis. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in the beginning of this parsha. You should read it. It's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bechaya. He writes that the tachlis of all of the parsha, the whole parsha, is another nisayan, another nisayan, another nisayan. He says that they walk through the yam just constantly split because they had to have betochen, 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 betochen. And the 40-year training camp in the Midbar was the Eibishter. We live on the Eibishter. And when Amalek came, and when they saw that Bittul Torah caused that the Goyim came and started to bother them. And they saw this. They saw the reality of the world. We are living in worlds that are self-absorbed. We're not living in worlds that we're able to vayar as hayara gdoilo. You have to be living life vayar. You have to start being able to see. I want to explain to you something. It's not popular today to talk about Yiras Hashem. We're more into that's like for Navardic, right? Navardic's a nostalgic town, Darton in Hungary or Poland or somewhere, right? We talk about more like Slobodka, like Avas Hashem, and you know, positive, right? We're positive thinkers, we're positive people. Right? Yiras Hashem is not exactly something that we talk about, because when we think about Yira, we think about pachad. It's not popular. It doesn't sound to us to be so emotionally healthy, which we're also concerned with. It doesn't sound to us like it's so healthy to be into yira and pachad. I want to explain this to you because it says vayiru am, right? Vayiru, vayara am. And then it says vayira, they had pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that pachad, there's zaycha to everything. That's where bitachin comes from. That's where emunah comes from. And the same root, it comes from the word vayar, seeing or whatnot. I want to explain to you, okay? You ever see, like, an older person drive? Someone like my age, right? Someone like my age. You ever see them drive? They drive like this, right? You know what I'm talking about? You ever see that? He's driving like this, right? He's driving with pachad. I don't drive with pachad. right? I don't drive out at me, this on me. I drive like this. You know that guy, open the window. Foot out, you know what I'm talking about. The window, what goes on here, stays here. I don't drive with feet. That's it, you know? Right? Then there's the other guy, he's driving like this. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Right? He's driving like that. Yeah. One person is driving with pachad, and one person now. Now, let me ask you a question. What's up, John? Should you drive with pachad? You drive with pachad? So the answer is like this. The answer is, of course you have to have pachad when you drive. Do you realize what a car is? You can kill somebody with a car. You can be killed. Somebody can be killed with a car. So why don't we drive with pachad? A normal guy, like I drive like this, right? How come? I drive. But how come? No, you know, I bought one of these. Did I ever tell you this? Yeah, I told you.
No.
I got into a cab like 2 weeks ago. When my shver came for the Simchas, I took my car, kind of, right? So whatever. So I had to take a cab one day. I haven't been so excited to be in a cab in like the longest time. Right? I'm looking at the cab, right? Got this ball over there. Right. I know what you call this thing, right?
It's illegal.
What?
It's illegal.
You get wait for my story. 1 second, right? Mazer. He says, "Mizeh chumus." I go, "Not that." Say it. Davar Allah. I didn't know how to say it. I was like, "Davar Allah igul." Igul means a circle. Igul. He's looking at me. I go, "There. No, davar lakador. No, that thing. Mazeh? Ah, zeh." Now he sees he's got like an audience, right?
Yeah.
And then he makes a turn in the middle of the street. Like a U-turn. Like Yom Tov. I was like, Ma, is it their cow? Is it their cow? It's mamish, it's easier to drive that. Ma tashua ma pito ma chumus matbucha madidor, right? I told my wife, everyone always asks what to buy me as a present. I said, this, I want this. Right? This next day, the kailo, right? The next day, there it is on my shtender. Right? The next day, the ball for the car. Right? Okay, now I have to, I'm not so electrically, technically inclined. I have to figure out how to get this thing on. It says on it, even the biggest moron can attach this thing to the wheel. Right? I'm still going through the streets of Bases, y'all. You a moron?
I was about to call one of you guys.
Sammy, I was going to call somebody. Coming. But finally, I got it on. I'm all proud of myself. I'm driving, right? I don't know why I'm telling you this story, right? And then, I give a ride to like one of these, I give people rides all the time. So he gets in his car. He goes, Zalochuki. Zalochuki? I was like, oh no. Tell me this. He goes, no, it's mamish illegal. They'll give you like a 1,000 shekel fine. I'm driving, think to myself, it's worth it. It's sitting in my glove compartment now. I keep thinking to myself, I'm putting it back on. The worst is that, excuse me, the moron that put it on, excusez-moi, right? So he put it on tight. Now I took it off and like all the leather is ripped out of my wheel over there. My shver came to the car. He said, "What happened?" I go, "I don't know. Before you had the car, it was fine. When I had the car, it wasn't like this." Why did I tell you that story? I can't remember.
Pachad.
So when you drive, how are you supposed to drive? So you drive like a normal person. You drive like this, whatever. I don't drive with pachad. Now I don't understand that driving is dangerous and that chalila, you're holding the life of people and yourself when you drive. So what's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is there's a subconscious knowledge of that when I drive. Of course there's a knowledge of that when I drive. But and that is the attitude, which is the energy. The attitude, which is the energy and the spark of how I drive. It doesn't necessarily come out like this. Right? There are some people that when they drive like this. Because the pachad is so intense in them that memela, the way they drive is going to be with the pachad. You don't have to drive with the pachad. You don't have to drive by. You have to drive with the knowledge that I should get chizik to driving schools, right? But you have to drive with the knowledge that this is something that holds lives in your hand, right? That's yira. Yira is it's the driving force behind my actions. But it doesn't mean that I have to live life with a level of an intensity in such an eifin. But you can't get that. You can only get that if you allow things to be soaked in. If you're going through life with you know, what are other people going to constantly think about me? What are other people going to constantly say about me? Are other people seeing that I am happy? My events of my life are all based on the image that I can remember it from. And I have to make sure there was a good image. So then you're never going to have inside you that driving force. It's impossible. It's impossible. I'm talking now on a psychological level. I'm talking to Goyim. I'm not talking to Goyim, right? But theoretically, I could be talking to Goyim right now. This has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. The difference is that in Yiddishkeit, that's the prerequisite for the driving force of everything of your Torah, of your mitzvahs. How could you appreciate tefillin when the first time when you come to put on the tefillin, it's like, nah, I'm normal, I understand, you have to take a picture, this and that, and whatever, I'm normal, I can understand, right? But if everything is going to be that picture, and that picture perfect, so then the first moments that you put on tefillin, which you're going to remember for the rest of your life, is what? Is that, you know, yeah, it was a good shot at me in the kaisel with the tefillin and this. It's not like that. It should be, there's a certain kedusha the first time I put on tefillin. And the same thing with everything. Same thing with everything. You know, what should I tell you, everybody say? This is what I think when I drive. You know. Baruch HaTzadik Noi, Eliheinu Melech Olam. Boyer nefashas rabbi tzvi chesronim al kol mashab rasa al chayis bem nefshu chay baruch chay oylamim. Boyer nefashas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boyer nefashas, many people, rabbi tzvi chesronim, and their lackings, chesronim, the basic things that they are lacking, bread and water, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have left it like that, says Toysis and Brochus and Tafla Metzayim. He could have left it like he gave us bread and water, and right? Al kol mashab rasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave it with just the basic needs, the bread and water. He made sour sticks, right? He made coffee filtered, right? He made geshmak izachin. That life should be geshmak. You have to be misboinin in life, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to be misboinin. You have to be able to appreciate, and you have to be able to see the things that are around you, and not just giving them over to other people. You know what? I'm going to stop. I want you to think about this. I want you to think. This is a good. You know, kol moisik karaya. Sometimes you add, and it gets worse. I'll tell you one story about people that add. And then we'll stop. But I want you to think about this. Now, usually I don't end now. Right? But I know myself. I'll go into a different topic, and then this topic will get lost. So I'll just end with one story. Right? You never add. Right? You heard something? It's a davar shalem. You think about what I said. But I'll tell you a story about a person that added. You know, what talk is so bad about adding mitzvahs? You know, Bal Toysef, Bal Tigra to do less mitzvahs, you understand. Right? But Bal Toysef, you know, like, you know, that's pretty fair. What's the problem with adding? There's once a fellow who knocked on his neighbor's door. He said to him, his wife just had a baby, can I borrow a leichter? Sure, no problem. Borrows a leichter. Mitzvah Shabbos, he comes back to give the leichter, and he says, here, two leichters. It's two leichters, I'll lend you one. So he said, no, the leichter, you know, my, the leichter had a baby. The leichter had a baby. What? Leichters don't have babies? Shame in Yiddish, you say, but it's give nefman. They're giving take. You know, next Shabbos, he knocks on the door. He says, "You know, Taka, one of the leichters broke. We need to borrow two leichters." Says, "Sure, no problem. There, two leichters." Comes back, might say Shabbos, Mazel Tov, right? Twins, right? Comes back, four leichters. The next week, he comes back. Should I do the extended version? The next week, he comes back. He says, "Can I borrow three leichters?" Three leichters. Comes back after Shabbos, Mazel Tov. Okay? What? Leichters don't have babies? No. What should I tell? What do you want? Mazel Tov. The person is next week. What do you want? Finally, he knocks on the door and he says, you know, he's making a big masiba and he needs leichters. Right? Give me all the leichters. I can hold it. He takes all the leichters. But no, he's waiting, you know, might say the masiba. Wow, I'm going to have 40 leichters. I'm going to have me 40 leichters. Okay, so he's waiting. No leichters. He's waiting. No. Knocks on the door. Where are the leichters? He says, oi, I'm sorry, terrible. The leichters died. What? Leichters don't die? What? He says, listen, if a leichter is hubbing a baby, right, so the leichter could die. So that's why you never add. You don't add to mitzvahs. But there I get the person, he's in control. So that had nothing to do with what we spoke about at all. But I'm not going to add. I want you to think about this, everybody. Because we spoke about two different topics. So listen, I'll make a sikkum. I talk about one topic. What would be, I want you to think about this. What would be if at Kriyas Yamsov, they would have had a smartphone? Think about it. And I'm not joking. Think about it. Think about what it would have looked like. And what would be with Klal Yisrael? because we would never have it ingrained in us, that emunah, that emunah. Think about it. And think about also that re'iyah and that hispainess gives us the ability to have pachad, the driving force of what we do. The re'iyah makes me believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makes me make how I act based upon that. So then if you're not going to have that, you won't be, what's it based on? If you don't have the severity and the intensity and understanding of what life is, so then you might drive recklessly. You might drive recklessly. You have to think about this, Rabbi Isaiah. Call to if I could shot this kind of life. When Rabbi Center asked what we spoke about the halachas of Az Yashir and saying it in Moshe Mekal and something like that.